This week's episode of the New Jack Safe Space podcast is brought to you by the only newjack.com. Of course, the only newjack.com is the official website of the hardcore icon New Jack. It's where you can have your own personal safe space with him anytime that you want, as well as picking up custom 8x10s from the hardcore gangster himself. TheOnlyNewJack.com is also a place where you can pick up New Jack's autobiography. It's a great one. I'm in the middle of reading it right now. You can pick all of that up at TheOnlyNewJack.com, the exclusive website and home of the original gangsta New Jack. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, fans. I don't think ladies listen to our show. I really don't. Hey, everyone.
I think they do.
You think they do? Okay.
Yeah, I think they do.
This is the New Jack Safe Space podcast. I am the Tommy Thomas. Of course, the other voice you hear is the man himself, a man that you've hunted bounty before. You've hunted bounty before, the original hardcore icon and gangster, New Jack. Jack, how do you feel today, man?
I'm good, man.
This is our first time recording in about 2 weeks. You've had a lot going on with life.
Yeah, I've been on the road for a minute. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And I got back home Friday, and I slept for 2 days. I wouldn't work shit. I was tired.
Well, it's because you're a hardworking man, Jack. I don't think a lot of people realize just how hard you actually, like how much time and work you're putting in even till this day.
Right.
I don't. Like, how's the flight and everything? You made a tweet or a Facebook post about the cop wanting to search your bag?
Dude, I was in the airport in Nashville, and the cop came up. He was like, New Jack? I'm like, yeah, what's up? He said, how you doing, brother? I'm like, I'm fine. He said, I ain't seen you in a long time. I said, all right. He said, Smoky Mountain Days. I'm like, all right. He said, I saw your Dark Side of the Ring episode. I said, what'd you think about it? He said, can I search your bag? I was like, get the fuck out of here. And then he started laughing. He was like, I'm just bullshitting. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, what shit in my bag anyway? But that's what he said. He was like, can I search your bag? I'm like, you motherfucking redneck.
So I'm assuming he would ask for an autograph after that, right? Because that seems to be the normal strategy.
We took a picture.
Okay, he got the selfie game, man. He got the selfie game.
Yeah.
Speaking of other people that met you, a couple of weeks ago, as you referred to them, and as they referred to themselves, some motherfuckers took you out to a nice seafood dinner, and we said we'd do some investigating and figure out who they were so we could shout them out on the air. Their names are Toby and Maggie. Those are...
Yeah, that's it.
And Toby and Maggie have their own... they do a clothing line, and you can check them out over at Elevated Weirdo Empire on Instagram. That is Toby and Maggie. Can you, I guess, Jack, since you forgot their names, can you give them some love here on the air so they can have this forever in the annals of history?
Yeah, I'll give a shout out to Toby and Maggie. They took care of me and my wife. You know what I mean? They took us out to dinner. We had drinks. We did the whole nine. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
And it was cool.
Hell yeah. Toby and Maggie, you guys are awesome. Thank you both so much for listening to the podcast. And once again, you can check them out over on Instagram at Elevated Weirdo Empire. That's all one word. Go ahead and check out Toby and Maggie, and a lot of shout outs to them for hooking you up with a fabulous dinner.
All right.
Also, in other news, Jack, normally we try to close the show with like segments and news like that, but no, we're going to start it off because you have something on your mind. Apparently, a Hall of Famer and WWE veteran by the name of One Tony Atlas apparently allegedly said something rude about you.
Yeah, he went on a podcast. And he called me a Porsche bunny.
Oh, wait, a what?
He called me a Porsche monkey.
That's not okay in any way, shape, or form, Jack.
Hold on. I can't do that with starting laughing because the motherfucker is country as fuck.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And he got to the Hall of Fame because they feel sorry for him. You know, because he was one of them niggas that came out. He was Tony Atlas. Then he went to WWF, and became Saba Simba. And was doing jobs every motherfucking night. You know what I mean? So for that fuck nigga to come and say something about me, about I said something about him, he was like, I told you, Jake, you know, you got to find another stick. And goddamn it, don't be talking about me no more. He didn't say it to me. We met in Winston-Salem, and he came with me, and he was like, yo, brother, can I talk to you for a minute? So we talked for a minute, and he was mad, but I kept laughing at him. You know what I mean? But he didn't come out of his mouth, talk about, oh, you better find another stick. Ain't nobody scared of that old motherfucker. I know I ain't. And two things we may have in common. I got a gun too, nigga.
What?
Because he always talking about he got a gun. You ain't the only one carry a motherfucking pistol, motherfucker.
Once again, Jack, we are not promoting violence on this this podcast.
And let me tell you something. I don't give a fuck about Tony Adams. Tony Adams is he's a fucking joke. He's a picture of the week. He's a joke. He's a t-shirt. You know what I mean? He ain't shit to me. That motherfucker don't mean shit to me. That motherfucker, if he was a pile of shit, if he was flies, he couldn't draw shit. If he was a pile of shit, he couldn't draw flies. You know what I mean? He don't mean shit. Nothing. Absolutely my dick, nothing.
Now tell us how you really feel.
And when I see him, I'm going to say the same thing to him. Nigga, you ain't nothing to me. You don't mean shit to me.
You know he doesn't like that word, right?
I don't give a fuck what he don't like. He's a nigga. He's a country fair, backwood ass, chitlin' eating nigga. Nigga!
I feel like we are setting our people back roughly like at least 10 to maybe 15 years with the start of this show.
At least 30.
At least 30. How far do you think he's setting us back?
About 500.
Oh.
I mean, come on. He came to the ring. He came to the ring with a spear and a fucking shield and barefooted. And he was Saba Simba. Now you go from being Tony Atlas to Saba Simba. What the fuck? That was a Vince. I'm sure Vince had a ball with that shit. You know what I mean? I'm sure he had a fucking ball laughing at that motherfucking coon every time he went out to the
Jesus.
Ring and did fucking job. You know what I mean? Fuck that nigga. That nigga don't mean shit to me. Nothing.
Is that the
Please put this up. Put this up. He got a podcast. Send it to him. Let him see it. I ain't no motherfucking joke. And I'm not going to stump the foot. Fuck that fuck ass nigga.
I will make sure to put it in the hashtags, Tony Atlas, so that way anytime anyone looks up Tony Atlas, this conversation between us will come up.
Fucking coon.
Jack, is he the worst perpetrator of that you've met on met in wrestling?
Between him and Abdullah, they running neck and neck.
Jeez, what Abdullah? I got nothing but good things to say about Abdullah. He's been very kind to me.
I don't give a fuck about this. Abdullah tried to get me to go to Japan, and he would charge me 35% of my pay to go to Japan. Then he said, you get some boots like mine and some trunks like mine, and we go there and do a tag. I'm like, I'm not doing that. So Paul Lee invited him to come to ECW and wanted him to work me, wanted him to do the job. He was like, I can't put New Jack over. So fuck that goddamn clown.
Damn.
I got no friends today, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck who get mad at me. You post this shit, Tommy, every way you fucking go. Post it everywhere.
Well, we're trying to get it uploaded to your YouTube channel. The next time I see you face to face, I'm going to have to physically give you the SD card so we can upload it to your YouTube channel, because we have had a lot of people asking when it will be uploaded. So it'll be as soon as me and you can see each other face to face, and I can upload it on your computer and you can upload it to your channel.
And tell your boy he still got to pay for them chairs he broke.
Absolutely. His name is Montana Black. Montana Black, you owe New Jack two chairs. We can go to Goodwill. I'll pick up a transit. We will go get two replace chairs or two computer chairs to replace the two that you broke. Montana's like 7 foot tall. You saw him, Jack. He a big old boy.
Yeah, but he comes in a motherfucker. He broke through both of my chairs in my house.
You were on one today, Jack, and I'm glad that you are, because today we are talking about a topic that is near and dear to your heart. We are going to talk about politics. You don't want to fucking talk about that shit. So
because I don't do politics. It's all a work. It's like going to church. It's a work. It's all bullshit. It's a work.
See, my original idea, and I already told you this, Jack, I'm going to tell the fans listening this, my original idea was just to ask the questions from the presidential debates and get New Jack's responses and answers to all of them to see how you would run the country for when you and Bootsy Collins run in 2024. That was my whole idea for it.
Well, like I said, Tommy, I don't do politics.
Absolutely. But you know what you do, no. Right? Do-do. You know what you do. You definitely.
I don't doo-doo.
Yeah, everybody doo-doos, New Jack. We all doo-doo.
I shit. I don't doo-doo. I shit.
Do only little kids doo-doo?
Little babies and women doo-doo. Grown-ass men shit.
Okay, well, that's as good a segue as any. We are going to be talking about serial killers and murder mysteries today. Yes, we're turning this into a horror podcast for the month of October. See, politics is a horror show in and of itself, but once again, we're not talking about that. We are talking about serial killers. Jack, get us started on what got you fascinated with the murder mysteries and things of that nature.
I've been watching the ID channel Forensic Files for years. And I watch it and I see how people go out and commit crimes, mainly murdering people, and how they get caught and how dumb they are. You know what I mean? And I watched it one night. They showed Jeffrey Dahmer. And he was committing crimes in his neighborhood, in his house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
And he was eating these motherfuckers.
Yeah, he had bags of ears in his goddamn freezer. You know, and I always thought, I said, it take a special motherfucker to do that shit.
Like, to do all of it? To do it in his neighborhood? To do the murders? Or to save the fucking body parts? What part just was the most mind-blowing part for you for that?
When they opened up his freezer and pulled the head out, I was done. I was like, it ain't shell to say he got somebody's head in his freezer on ice. I was done.
Now, do you think that's something that people are driven to, or do you think that's just a motherfucker's born with it, like some Maybelline?
That's some white people shit.
That's some straight up
white people shit. You don't find them niggas going out killing people and fucking taking their body parts home, putting them in a blender, making a milkshake. You don't do that.
Oh, definitely not. Like, at worst, the most infamous black serial killer was what? The DC Sniper? The Spree Killer?
Yeah.
And yeah. he was doing that shit from a distance.
Yeah. That motherfucker had a high-powered rifle.
Yeah. Do you think that... So I'm guessing your type of killers are the ones that they're doing it up close and personal.
Yeah.
You don't want these motherfuckers that are like, we got to drug them and knock them out. No, like you want the hardcore shit, for lack of a better term.
Yeah. I like the ones that make you think, like, how in the fuck are we going to catch this motherfucker? And they make you think, make you go out of the box and think, what would I do to become a fucking killer and get away with it for so many years? Like the BTK killer, he did it, and then he stopped, and 30 years later, he came back and started doing it again.
Not only did he came back, that's what got him caught, was the comeback and taunting the police still.
Yeah.
But then you have other ones like the Zodiac killer, who was never, ever caught.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the most infamous Jack the Ripper, who terrified London.
Yeah.
But that was just because it was a different time frame.
Right.
Now, if you were oh, God, I hate to open up this fucking Pandora's box. This is a terrible box we're going to open, Jack. If you were a serial killer, what would your signature be?
I give me a black Sharpie and draw an X on the forehead.
Just every single one, just that's how they know it was
Yeah.
What would you want the serial killer name to be? The Black X Killer?
Nah, I don't give a fuck, man. Whatever. But I would get a black Sharpie and draw an X on the forehead. They can name me whatever.
See, now you know that you've given this on air. You can't use this strategy.
Yeah.
Now you got to come up with a new signature. I'm sorry to take that one away from you.
That's all right.
Have there been any other high-profile murders that have intrigued you in your many years of existence? I know I'm just going to have to bring this one up. Everyone wants to hear your opinion on the O.J. Simpson murder, so just go ahead and knock that shit out in 2 seconds.
Oh, he did it and got away with it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Cool.
He did it.
Okay.
He wrote a book saying, if I did it, this is what I would have done. Because he know they can't touch him now, so he can write all the books he want, and can't nobody do shit to him. But that nigga did it.
Did you actually read the OJ book? Like, did you read any of the snippets from it?
No, I ain't want to read that shit.
He claims that if he were to do it, it would be him and somebody else, and that the other person would be the person that had a mental break and was the killer, and OJ tried to actually stop him from murdering them.
Right.
I'm guessing that right is sarcastic.
Yeah, very.
There's other theories involved with, of course, that one, in which some people believe that OJ's biological son, who he was kind of estranged from at the time, was the one that did it, seeing as he was known to carry knives with him, and he had no actual official alibi for the night of the murders.
OJ did that shit.
Okay.
They found a glove at his house. The glove had a cut in the finger, and his finger had a cut in the same spot. OJ did that shit.
You don't think that a racist cop could plant a glove? That's all I'm saying. That's the thing I'm saying. Furman, that sounds a little bit racist to me. Tell me that doesn't sound suspect, Jack.
OJ did it.
Absolutely. Other notorious cases, and we're going to stick with L.A. Have you ever heard of the case of Eliza Lamb?
No.
Eliza Lamb was a Canadian college student who took a vacation in Los Angeles and whose body was discovered several months after she went missing in the water tower in the hotel she was staying at.
No, I never heard of it.
Yeah, the hotel is known to have had certain people, including the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez, as its guest.
Right.
Several murders and suicides have happened at the hotel. This will teeter into kind of a different topic. Do you believe in the supernatural?
No.
So, like, ghosts, demons, hauntings, all that shit?
I don't believe none of that shit. I don't believe in God.
Well, I know that, Jack. You said that before. I'm just asking, so you don't believe there's any, like, there's no ghosts wandering around, all these hauntings, all these weird shit that people always say, like, maybe they saw an angel or maybe they saw a flashing light, all of that?
I'm going to tell you something. This happened to me when I was a kid. My dad had died, right? So I was still a kid then. My mom had went to church. So me, my brother, and my sister was outside. We were playing around the corner. So they told me that I always had to have my bike in the house before it got dark. So I took my bike home, and all of a sudden, the lights in the house was flickering on and off. And wasn't nobody in the house. They were just flickering on and off.
I mean, that happened in my house a lot, but we didn't pay the bill. That's why.
Yeah. So I went and got my sister and my brother and all the neighborhood kids, they all followed me to our house, and the lights kept flicking on and off. Well, they called the cops, and the church was right around the corner. So somebody went to the church and got my mom and told her that she needed to come home. So the cops visited around the house. My mom came home.
I bet she's freaking out at this point.
No, I'm going to tell you what that bitch said. They was like, she came home, opened the door, and as soon as she opened the door, it stopped. Right? The lights and shit stopped flickering. And I was like, what the fuck? So the cop was like, we'll do the fingerprint and see what we come up with. So they did the fingerprints the whole nine, and they had no fingerprints on the wall, on the light socket. So my mom was like, when the cops left, she said, I need to talk to y'all. We was like, talk to us about what, bitch? You already fucked up in the head. It was a ghost in the house. She said that was your daddy. Mind you, my dad had been dead for a couple of years. But she was like, that was your daddy. Now you tell a 7-year-old some shit like that, you ain't gonna sleep well.
Yeah, absolutely not.
You know what I mean? And I'd be up all night drinking coffee and taking on those. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, but that was the only supernatural thing that happened to me.
Jack, I feel like with that story, if that had happened to me, I'm becoming a fucking Ghostbuster after that. That is what my career would automatically become if I had that moment happen in my life.
Right.
Like, that's insane.
It was fucked up, bro. It was fucked up.
So even though that happened, you don't believe in ghosts. I'm not saying that like I believe in ghosts. I'm just saying it like even though that shit happened in your life, you still can't say you believe in ghosts.
I ain't sure, man.
I mean, I believe in demons. I do believe that demons exist in this world, and I believe that there are definitely some people walking this earth that are not good people at all, and that are just solely here to create evil. And that shit doesn't come naturally. That shit's coming from another world.
You're right.
So let's just keep going down this rabbit hole. Are there any other conspiracy theories or things like the Loch Ness Monster, UFOs, Bigfoot?
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, of course.
You got UFOs. Where do they park these UFOs? Who makes these UFOs? It's like General Motors. They make cars and trucks.
Yeah, I'm sure there's like a UFO General Motors if aliens exist.
Okay, that's bullshit, Tommy.
I'm sure there is a fucking factory somewhere on some alien planet, and they're doing shit like we're doing. There are two aliens doing a fucking podcast somewhere going like, oh, yeah, let's talk about, do you think humans exist? We've heard rumors about them. Like, I'm sure that's happening somewhere.
I'm going to hang up on you.
What? That's the conversation ender, believing in other life?
I'm going to hang up on you.
I mean, we're not even at 30 minutes, Jack. We like to hit a good clean 30 before you like to hang up on the call. So no aliens, no Loch Ness monsters, no Bigfoots.
No, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that bullshit, man. Okay, if it's Bigfoot, that Bigfoot was around back in 1930 something. That motherfucker would have been dead by now, and they would have found it.
Well, I mean, there could be more than one Bigfoot. There could be multiple Bigfoots. There could be a whole family of Sasquatch.
So what do? They go and bury them?
No, they hide deep in the woods, and then when they die, Mother Nature takes them back to the earth with them.
I mean, you need to quit.
Quit what? All the weed?
You need to stop.
What, Jack? I'm just saying that is a very real possibility. Mother Earth absorbs our bodies back when we die. Maybe Sasquatches die in nature and Mother Earth takes their body back. I mean, there's thousands of miles of the Earth that we have not even covered. There's shit on the ocean floor that we don't know about.
Of course.
So you can't believe that maybe somewhere in the middle of the woods, there's just some fucking 12-foot tall hairy motherfucker just living his life, eating berries and shit.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. What about the, and this is going to sound like we're talking politics. We are not. Do you believe that the government has done several illegal and shady things to American citizens that they have never once told us?
I don't know, man. I mean, why would it be a secret?
I don't know. The same reason why anybody keeps a secret. You don't want people knowing the fucked up shit that people are doing. You know, that's why people have secrets. You're not a big secrets guy.
No.
Yeah, you're definitely an open book.
I tell everything. I don't give a fuck. I tell everything.
Absolutely. So, yeah, no other conspiracies that you believe in. Nothing else out of the usual everyday grind that you think is like, oh man, no, that shit's real. Like no Wayfair, no Britney Spears is being held captive. Which, by the way, that's another one. Michael Jackson being abducted by aliens and replacing him with a white Michael Jackson. That's why he wasn't black anymore.
Yeah, right.
That Katy Perry is JonBenet Ramsey. These are all conspiracy theories on the internet, by the way. I'm not even fucking with you on these.
Okay.
Have you heard that one, Jack?
No.
Some people have come up with a theory that JonBenet Ramsey, you remember the little girl murdered in Colorado several years ago?
Yeah.
That she grew up to become pop singer Katy Perry, and it was just a way to kind of repackage her for the limelight.
Yeah, okay.
There are people that really believe that shit, right?
Yes, it is, but they all drunk.
That's the only thing. They're just drunk the whole time.
All of them drunk.
All of them. Well, speaking of drunk, if you want to get drunk and you want to talk to New Jack, which I would not recommend getting drunk and talking to New Jack, you should let him get drunk, right? Not the other way around. We shouldn't be drunk when we talk to you. It should be you get drunk when you talk to us, right?
I don't give a fuck. If you want to get drunk and come on here and try it, then try it.
Okay. Well, if you want to get drunk and talk to New Jack and have your own personal New Jack safe space, head over to theonlynewjack.com. It is the official website of New Jack. Jack, you know you might have reinvented the wheel here with this whole safe space concept, right? Not the podcast, but the virtual meet and greet.
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd you come up with the idea of just letting fans talk to you over the internet for a nominal fee?
That was my wife's idea.
She's a great woman, by the way. Great woman.
I know. I know. She came up with it and she ran by me. I was like, talk to Tommy. I'm like, I'm sure y'all can work it out. Talk to Tommy.
So you're going to... With your personal website, the fans have the opportunity to video chat with you for how long would you say an average video chat goes for, Jack? Like
an hour.
They get to talk to you for a whole fucking hour?
Yeah.
Holy shit, Jack, I don't even get that kind of access.
I know.
Like you're like, hey Tommy, this is 30 minutes, maybe 45 if we're in a good mood. But they get a whole hour with you?
They pay me.
That's what the sponsors are for. Sponsors. Start paying us more.
If you get a sponsor and pay me, I've been a motherfucker all day.
I love it. And that's why we are trying to get more sponsors for this other than theonlynewjack.com and our other sponsor, highspots.com and highspotsauctions.com, in which you can get every piece of memorabilia you can imagine from all sorts of wrestling legends, like not just New Jack, but last night we had on the program Doom, the team of Butch Reed, Ron Simmons, and Teddy Long. And they actually talked about you for a brief moment, saying that, Jack, you were one of the realest motherfuckers in professional wrestling history. There's no bullshit. There's no fake shit. There's no nothing. you are 110% authentic. And that is coming from three people that a lot of people consider three of the realest motherfuckers in wrestling. So I guess that's right. Got to be a good feeling, right?
Right, it is.
To know that your peers and fellow black performers see you as honestly one of the realest of the real, and especially in a sport like ours.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you'd like autographs from Doom, as well as a lot of the members of the AEW roster, and some classics, like apparently a few weeks ago they found the Leprechaun. Crash Holly.
Who is that?
Crash Holly. He used to be a WWF guy back in the day. Exactly. That's how rare the autograph is that they found that autograph. So once again, head on over to highspots.com and highspotsauctions.com for all of your wrestling needs. Also, we have one more sponsor. Jack, you got a cameo. A fucking cameo. It's like a safe space, but shorter. Any birthday wishes this week? Any fun cameo stories for this week?
I've had about five birthday wishes.
Five birthday wishes. Please don't tell me any of them were children.
I hope not.
Okay. Wait. hang on. Not to take away from your cameo, which is available cameo.com/newjack187, but do they tell you the age that these people are? Because, like, what happens if it is a little kid that you have to make a video for? Do you know up front that it's a child?
Sorry.
Uh-oh. Then again, I think it's probably not good parenting if you're like, hey, we want you to wish our 7-year-old a happy birthday because our kid's favorite wrestler is New Jack. I don't think a 7-year-old.
I'd be like, happy birthday, you little motherfucker.
New Jack called me a motherfucker. Yay, Mom.
Yeah.
That's some white people shit.
Mom, come on, get this shit.
Oh, I feel like we're going to get taken off the air for this, for you probably calling 7-year-olds motherfuckers. But once again, that is cameo.com/newjack187 if you want to get a cameo with the hardcore original gangster, every other title you can imagine, New Jack. Once again, that's cameo.com/newjack187. Now, we're gonna be closing the show here in a minute, Jack. We're coming up on that fabulous 30-minute mark. But has anything interesting happened to you this week outside of the obvious beef with Tony Atlas?
No, I did an appearance in Anna, Illinois last Thursday.
Gotcha.
It was a small show, but they treated me so well. You know what I mean? They took care of me like a motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
They flew me in a day early, took me out to eat, gave me pain pills. I was just like, yes!
Allegedly. Yes! They treated you to a good time, Jack. That's what they did.
Yes!
Once again, that is allegedly they did those things. He was at the show, clearly. But once again, this is...
Sorry.
Well, Jack, I have got some great news for you. We have a guest coming on the show. Not this episode, but in a future episode, we have a good, close, personal friend of yours. A rare person that you actually call a friend. The one and only Todd Gordon.
Yes.
So
Todd is my boy.
Todd has listened to the show and he says, and this is his words, not mine. He says these two things. He says, first and foremost, Jack, you have to give him $4,000 cash out of pocket. He said, you personally have to do it.
Yeah.
And he also said that, and he said this one to me, he said, if you think we're only going to talk for 30 minutes, I'm out of my motherfucking mind.
Yeah, he was right about that.
So
me and Tom would talk forever.
Well, that's a good thing. Hell, if y'all talk long enough, we'll break it down into multiple episodes for the fans to listen to. Once again, thank you to our great sponsors, theonlynewjack.com, the official website of New Jack, cameo.com/newjack187, and highspots.com and highspotsauctions.com. Now to close out the show, Jack, you know the vibe. What advice do you have for the fans out there listening? What is your weekly inspiration to everybody out there, Jack?
Tune into my shit. Check me out on Facebook, Instagram. A lot of people instant message me. I usually talk to people when they're not acting stupid. You know what I mean?
But people act stupid a lot, though.
Yeah, that's why sometimes I talk to them. Sometimes I just delete it. You know what I mean? But you can reach me there. I'll talk to you. Tell me about your problems. I'll listen to it. And we'll have a good time.
All right. Well, I mean, but can you give any advice to anybody out there, any life advice for anybody going through some shit right now?
Don't do drugs.
Come on, Jack. Really? Really? Jack, you made a career out of doing drugs. How are you going to tell people? Actually, I feel like you would be the person to tell people not to do drugs.
I turned over a new leaf. Don't do drugs.
Oh, absolutely. Jack, I know you might not want to talk about this. You got a humanitarian award. That's how much you've turned over a new leaf.
Yeah.
Yes, fans, you heard that correct. New Jack has a humanitarian award for his service to his community.
I sure did. I got it hanging up on my wall.
Yeah, so I guess he has turned over a new leaf. Jack's advice this week, don't do drugs. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this has been another episode of the New Jack Safe Space podcast, executive produced by the one and only, the amazing Jennifer Young. You love her, right? Jennifer Young.
Of course.
She is fucking fantastic. She's absolutely incredible. She sets all of this up for us. I'm so thankful to her, and of course Jack is as well. But thank you guys for listening to New Jack Safe Space podcast. Tune in for more episodes.
Peace.
New Jack Safe Space podcast is executive produced by Jennifer Young.